All right, time for trivia again.
Yes.
One more time, ladies and gentlemen.
We got baseball officially beginning.
All right.
Right around this time.
All right. Well,
my Indians are traveling to Oakland to open the season.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great season last year, but of course, Brian Roberts, Chapel Hill native.
Yeah.
Now with the Yankees this year.
I remember when he was a little kid, can't you?
Yeah, playing with Derek Jeter.
Mm-hmm. I remember going to Coach Roberts' house one time and seeing all the stuff he had for Brian when Brian was a kid. You know, all the space where he would work out and all his equipment and all this kind of stuff. I mean, boy, he got some good coaching from his dad.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
All went very, very well.
Well, why don't you step up on the mound and deliver the pitch?
And I hope that you step into the batter's box and take a swing at this.
Yeah, let me get dug in.
It's going to be Cooperstown. Cooperstown is our category.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Who's the only person ever to have the Baseball Hall of Fame's 5-year waiting period waived before his induction? Who's the only person ever to have the Baseball Hall of Fame's 5-year waiting period waived before his induction? And I'll give you a clue.
Mm-hmm.
The team colors of the uniform that he wore were black and gold.
Okay. Yeah, I know what team it is.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to the question, though. I might be able to figure it out.
Hall of Famer, and the 5-year waiting period was waived, allowing him to be inducted because of something that...
Yeah. I guess if you don't know the answer, it might be good to figure out why would there be such a long period of time.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's half off, $66 towards lawn services, available now for $33. Spring is finally here, and Green Energy Lawn Care wants to offer you a cost-effective lawn care service free of hazardous chemicals and noisy, smelly equipment. Let the professionals take care of any one of the following tasks: mowing, spreading mulch, organic fertilizer, compost, top dressing, compost tea spraying, or aerating. It's half off from Green Energy Lawn Care, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
You're talking about somebody who played for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
That is correct.
In black and gold.
Right fielder, cannon arm.
Willie Stargell?
No.
That's the guy.
Later.
Name came to my mind.
Roberto
Clemente.
Clemente.
One of my favorite players when I was growing up.
12-time All-Star. 12-time Gold Glove winner. Major League, National League, I'm sorry, most valuable player. Clemente was killed, of course, in an aviation accident on the last day of 1972 while delivering supplies to earthquake victims.
Yeah, he was a good man. He did a lot of good stuff. And not just a baseball player.
Yep.
He really believed in giving back.
The first Latin American enshrined, his induction initiated the policy that a player had to have been deceased for at least 6 months to be eligible for entry. Sad. Very tragic.
You know, there was a time when I was a kid, I usually had a Mickey Mantle bat.
Sure.
Most of my time growing up, and I played baseball from the time I was old enough to pick up a bat until high school. But there was a time when I was young that I had a Roberto Clemente bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you can do it.
For a short period of time. And I had a 33 Mickey Mantle was my basic one. You know, that I used.
33 ounces?
No. Well, yeah. I had 33 on the end of the bat, on the knob.
Yeah.
You know, so at any rate, it was that's what I used. 33 inches long.
Yeah, gotcha.
And Roberto Clemente was one of my favorite players.
My first Major League Baseball game when I was maybe like 7th or 8th grade went to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Watched the Pirates play Casey Stengel's Mets.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
Forbes Field now, the home plate is somewhere around the Pitt campus.
Yeah. Well, I'll admit I've never seen a major league game in person except an exhibition game.
Yankees
exhibition game
involving
the Yankees at Carolina. But before that, we went to Charlotte one time where they had a baseball team there, minor league baseball team called the Charlotte Hornets.
Sure.
And the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees played an exhibition game
That's cool.
One time, and I went with my father when I was a kid and really enjoyed that.
That's awesome.
But never been to any major league baseball parks to. To see that.
Well, those of you who are baseball fans, it's upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, on Monday, we're going to have a baseball question as well.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Everybody have a great weekend and keep watching that NCAA thing.
You too, Freddie. See ya.
Bye.